Unless you benefit from an annual winter break in the sun, and there are a few empty seats this morning, January is not necessarily a month we look forward to here in the UK. The long-range weather forecast invariably predicts cold and usually wet weather, maybe differently tomorrow. It's dark when you get up in the morning. The days are short, summer seems light years away, and you add to that the usual pressures of, that was to do with tomorrow, the usual pressures and stresses of post-Christmas hangover, especially when the credit card bills arrive, and it's easy at this time of year to run out of emotional energy. You know, for most of us, the weather and the time of year just makes us feel low. It does me anyway, vulnerable to cold or just plain irritable. For some, it can be clinical, however. Whatever we call it, depression, burnout, or the blahs, it's an inescapable warning light that something is out of balance in our lives. The cumulative effect of that helps explain why tomorrow, 3 out of every 4 people visiting their GP will do so for stress-related reasons. Whoever you are, whether it's an unborn child, teenager, mother, city slicker, or well and truly retired, stress is a number one issue that we face. Which is why in this new series of spring, even though it doesn't feel like it, sermons, we're looking at God's answers to life's difficult questions. And I commend to you Rick Warren's little book of the same name. And the first in this series is How Can I Cope with Stress? Well, let me ask you another question. Have you ever stopped to think about the stress that Jesus Christ was under? There was the grueling demands on his time, rarely had any personal privacy, constantly interrupted. People repeatedly misunderstood him, they criticized him, and they ridiculed him. Now, Jesus felt the kind of stress in life that would cause most of us to cave in. But as you look at his life, as we read the Gospels, we're amazed to see how peaceful he remained. Jesus' life reveals some profound spiritual principles that we would do well to learn from so that we too can cope with stress the way Jesus did. Because if we follow Jesus' pattern as he instructs us to, we will experience less pressure, we'll have more peace of mind, and experience more of the abundant life Jesus came to bring. So I invite you to turn to John 8, 12 to 30. It's page 1074 in the Church Bibles. And let's find out how Jesus coped with stress. And the first observation we can make from this chapter is identification. Know who you are. Because Jesus certainly knew who he was. He says, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. On another occasion, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the good shepherd. I am God's son. To handle stress, you have to know who you are. Because if you don't know who you are, other people will make you what they want you to be. They'll pressure you into being a person that you can't or that you won't because you aren't. You know, a lot of stress results from wearing masks. You know, 8 o'clock, I wear robes. It makes me feel different. It makes me look different. And people treat me differently. This afternoon, I want to go and visit Mike and Dawn in hospital. I'm toying with, do I wear a collar? Because I don't know whether 2 o'clock is in the visiting hours or not. I might take one in my pocket. And if the sign says visiting 3 to 5, I'll slip my collar in and just wait until someone stops me. But that's, you know, that's a mask in a way. It's so easy to live a double life, to try to be someone we're not. So the first observation we make is know who you are, Know who you are. If you've trusted in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, God says you are a child of God. That's the most important statement about who you are. You're a child of God. That means something very special. You were put here for a purpose. You're not here by accident. If God sent his son to die in your place, you're special, deeply loved and accepted. The first principle is know who you are and don't let other people treat you less than a child of God. That's who you are in Christ. Secondly, organization. Know where you're going. Know where you're going. Jesus certainly knew where he was going. Verses 13 and 14. The Pharisees challenged him. Here you are appearing but as your own witness. Your testimony is not valid. Jesus answered, even if I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is valid. For I know where I came from and where I'm going. You don't, but I do. Jesus knew where he was going. He knew what he'd come to earth to do. He knew what he'd come to accomplish. He was on a mission. He was on a mission. And nothing deflected him from it. Nothing. In Luke's gospel, we read in 9:51, as the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. He set out for Jerusalem because he knew that was where he was going to die in our place. Before the resurrection, there had to be crucifixion. That was his mission. You know, every day, you either live by priorities or you live by pressures. You either live by God-given priorities, your priorities, or you live by other people's. And if it's other people's, that's pressure. You either live under the tyranny of the urgent, and that's usually because of other people's pressures, or you focus on the important. The important is associated with your priorities. The urgent is usually associated with the pressures. Now, I make a list every day, sometimes more than once a day, of my priorities. One, two, I number them, and I highlight them in yellow if they're important, and it's there for the day. And then as I go through the day, I put a red line through them, I tick them, I give myself brownie points, and I move on, because I have priorities to accomplish. At the end of the day, it's good to ask, have I really accomplished anything today? I've used lots of energy. I did lots of things. But did I accomplish anything important, significant? Have I achieved anything that will have eternal consequences? You know, we will greatly reduce our stress levels if we spend a few minutes each day praying through our schedule. Our priority. Lord, is this really how you want me to invest my day? Am I willing to exchange 24 hours for these activities? How can we cope with stress? Know who you are. Secondly, know where you're going. Thirdly, dedication. Know who you're trying to please. Know who you're trying to please. Notice verse 16 to 18 and verse 29. Jesus said, if I do judge, my decisions are true because I am not alone. I stand with the Father who sent me. You do not know me or my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do what pleases him. Third principle of stress management is dedication. Jesus knew he was trying to please. It took me a long time in the ministry to figure out you can't please all the people all the time. Now I try to please my Father first, and I hope you do too. When you don't know who you're trying to please, or you're trying to please too many people, you're going to cave into three things. First of all, you're going to cave into criticism because you're concerned about what others will think about you You know, when someone says something that's slightly critical, you get defensive. Competition, because you're worrying someone else is going to get ahead of you. And then conflict, because you're threatened when anyone disagrees with you. I've learned over the years to distinguish between disagreeing with someone's views and respecting them as an individual. And learning to live with that tension of saying, well, I don't have to agree with you, but I can still work with you. I can respect that there's more than one opinion, and you don't necessarily have to agree with me, but let's work on this. But those three are killers: criticism, competition, and conflict. They create stress, unnecessary stress, when you don't know who you are trying to please. Jesus promised, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. John 14. He sent his Holy Spirit to be with us, to help us to please God, because in our consciences, he guides us back to what will please him. So if I focus on pleasing him, it will simplify my life. I will always be doing the right thing, regardless of what other people think. So how can I cope with stress? Know who you are. Know where you're going. Know who you're trying to please. Fourthly, develop your personal walk with God, because the closer we are to him, the more likely we are to know where we're going and who we're trying to please. Verse 26, Jesus says, I have much more to say to you in judgment, but he who sent me is trustworthy, and what I've heard from him, I tell the world. They don't understand what he was telling them about his Father. I do nothing on my own, but I speak just what the Father has taught me. How could Jesus do that? Jesus' strength and his direction came from his daily communion with the Father. He spoke to the world only what he'd heard from the Father in heaven. The Father spoke to him, he says, and taught him and gave him the words to say. Now, how did that happen? Well, we're given clues in Mark 1. Early in the morning, very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he went off to a solitary place to pray. Fourth principle we learn from Jesus is the habit of a quiet time. You know, there is balance and there's rhythm in life. It's time for rest, for solitude, exercise, for food. But if Jesus needed to commune with the Father daily, alone, if Jesus needed to get away and rest on a regular basis, how can we cope with our pressures without doing the same? Jesus said that he only spoke what the Father taught him. Well, what is God teaching you? Teaching about who you are, about where you're going in life, who you're trying to please. Because the greatest stress relievers, it's not medication, it's prayer and scripture. Prayer and scripture. A quiet time alone with God is like a decompression chamber. You know, we talk with God in prayer, we tell him what's on our mind, and we listen. We let him teach and train us as we read his word. And that was going to impact our schedules, our priorities. You know, most people are speeding through life on a motorway, but they don't know who they are, don't know where they're going, or what their purpose is. And no wonder there's stress. How can we cope? Know who you are, where you're going, who you're trying to please, developing a closer walk with God, and then fifthly, focus on one priority at a time. I'm increasingly of the view that multitasking is a myth. We can do it, but it doesn't work, really, ultimately. John 8:20. No one seized him because his hour had not yet come. Jesus said, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing on my own, but speak just what the Father has taught me. His hour had not yet come, but he knew that when that hour came, they would lift him up, they would crucify him, and only then would they know who he was. You know, everyone had a plan B for Jesus. But he kept on doing what he knew God had called him to do, however unpopular that was. Teaching in the temple courts, proclaiming the arrival of the kingdom of God, preparing for that day when he would be literally lifted up. He knew what was going to happen to him. They didn't. That would be his hour, and nothing was going to deflect him from it. When I've got, 30 things to do, I clear my desk, and I work on my highest priority, and then when I finish it, I get on my second, and then my third. You know, when we diffuse our efforts, when we try and do more than one thing at a time, we become ineffective. But when we concentrate, we become fruitful. Jesus did not allow the opposition and those and their agenda for him to interrupt him from his calling. So the question is, what is our mission? What is our mission? To know Jesus and make Jesus known. It's as simple as that. To know Jesus and make Jesus known. That's why our strap line is so short. It's intended to be memorable. To know Jesus and make Jesus known. We've got the Thursday courses coming up very soon. And I commend you, if you've done Christianity Explored, then think about coming on my course, Becoming a Contagious Christian. Discover what our purpose is. Now, how to share your faith. Now, how to answer criticism. Now, how to answer people's objections. To know Jesus and make Jesus known. You know, our purpose as a church is fivefold. We're here, we're planned for God's pleasure, to worship him. For fellowship, we're formed for God's family. Discipleship, to become like Christ. For ministry, we're shaped for God's service. And for mission, to tell others about Christ. When we focus on these priorities, we find stress evaporates. Know who you are. Know where you're going. Know who you're trying to please. Develop your walk with God. Focus on one priority at a time. And you know what? When you do these, and when you focus on these principles that we learn from Jesus, something amazing happens. A transformation occurs in us as we give our stress to Christ. You know, the last verse in the passage we read from John 8 says this: even as he spoke, many put their faith in him. People trusted Jesus. People wanted to become like Jesus because they saw the way he handled stress. They saw the way he focused on who he was, why he'd come, what his mission was. People's lives were transformed as they came into contact with Jesus. And we too are transformed as we put our trust in Jesus. When we give him our stress. When we acknowledge we can't do it without him. You know, Matthew 11 is one of the first verses I memorized as a young Christian. I was working in a bank, and that involved putting it was a part-time job in the holidays, and I had to put the till had the money and things in it, in a lift, up the lift to the safe room, storeroom, and then it would come down at the beginning of the day. And during that time, it took about 2 or 3 minutes each time, each day, up and then down at the end of the day. I had my little memory verses, and I was memorizing verses as the lift was going up and down. And this is one of the first I memorized. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. How is that possible? Because the image Jesus is using is of two oxen with one yoke. My yoke is easy, says Jesus. My yoke is easy. And that yoke is over him and me, over him and you. Jesus didn't say, come to me and I'll give you more guilt, more burdens, more stress and more worries. Jesus says, come to me and I will give you rest. It's as we allow Jesus to take the weight off our shoulders, as we depend on Him, He gives us rest. You know, we can never cope with stress unless we give it to Him. Today may be the first time you've ever done this. Then do it. Because the transforming power of Jesus is a continuous process as He makes us more like Himself. It's as if Jesus is saying, I am the stress reliever. When you're in harmony with me, I will give you inner strength. The greatest source of stress comes from trying to live our lives apart from the one who created us, the one who's given us purpose, the one who promises through Isaiah, in repentance and rest is your salvation, in quietness and trust is your strength. Find some time today just to get alone and meditate on that verse. In repentance and rest is your salvation, in quietness and trust is your strength. How can I cope with stress? 6 ways we've learned from Jesus. Identification, know who you are. Organization, know where you're going. Dedication, know what you're trying to please. Meditation, reflect on your walk with God. Concentration, focus on one priority at a time and find your life transformed. Transformed. Give your stress to Christ. Give your life, give your stresses to Him and notice the difference tomorrow. Let's pray. Take a long deep breath and sigh silently. Lord Jesus, please take away the stresses I brought with me this morning. Please replace the burdens I carry with the peace you promise. Help me follow your principles we've learnt this morning about how to handle stress. Enable me to cope better this week as I trust in you, as I depend on you, as I give you my stress. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.